Good afternoon and welcome to the FTS bet slip on this bank holiday Monday, May the 6th. I'll run through the bets first and got a few little things to cover. Okay, what have we got today? I see Annan won at the weekend. I hope some of you are on. I did point out that was a good bet this week. I think Crewe messed up at Grimsby, didn't they? And Sevilla, I don't know what happened there, but the other couple of shorties won. But Annan was one that I did fancy. I hope you done well there. Right, bets for today. Right, let's do the pod horses. 1:55 Beverly Ruby Wonder, 2 o'clock Windsor Porto Ferro, and 5:10 Bath David's Beauty. So again, they're horses to follow in the place market. I'll put the results update tomorrow on Twitter. Nothing further horse wise for me today. It will pick up the volume. Obviously, football seasons are coming to the end, and a bit more focus probably for the pod will be on some racing through the summer. There will be the summer league football, but obviously we'll still have a pod every day and cover a bit more racing. Football wise, couple of trades for you. The Viking Vålerenga game in the Norwegian Elite Serien. In that game, I'm going to back over 2.5 goals after sort of, I'll let the price, if the price gets to 2.0 and above, so sort of let the match start. If the price gets to 2.0, once it gets there, then over the next 10-15 minutes, I'll drip back over 2.5 goals and I will trade it from there as the goals go in. And in Germany Bundesliga 2 at 7:30. That Viking game kicks off at 6 o'clock. The German Bundesliga 2 at 7:30. Greuther Fürth versus FC Köln. If this one gets to 0-0 after 25 minutes, I'll start to drip lay the first half goal, laying under 0.5 first half goals. And then if it gets 0-0 at half time, I'll move into the 1.5 market and do the 45 minute back and 65 minute back if still 0-0. And cover from there. So that's it, the pod horses and a couple of football trades. We have a, let's just run through for members of Ultimate. I did anti-post bets at the start of the season, obviously with the leagues finishing, they're now finished. So I had a £500 win on Middlesbrough to win the league at 9 on Betfair in the Championship. Clearly they didn't, so that was minus 500. I had 100 each way on Lee and Clark to be top goal scorer, and he wasn't, so that's another 200 done there. But I did 350 on Sheffield United to be in the top 6 at 3-1, and they finished second. So that returned 1,050. So I was 450 quid up on the Championship. League One, I'm not really sure how it happened, but I had 250 each way on Mansfield. Hindsight's a wonderful thing. I could have traded that, but they had a Spurs-like collapse at the end of the season. Just looking at their record, it is almost unbelievable. Last few games, what they did. League Two. Just 3 straight losses at the end, which kind of done for me. And I also backed Morecambe to be relegated, and they weren't. So I done 900 on League Two. And in League One, I backed Burton Albion, who I did fancy quite strongly at the start of the season. I was quite bullish that they were way too big. 200 each way at 25-1. And they didn't get relegated, of course. They managed, didn't get win the league, rather. They finished ninth, 63 points, some 21 points behind Luton. So I did no good there, but I did have £400 on Walsall to be relegated at 7-4, which was a bit of a banker, really. And that won £700. So All in, I won 450 on the championship. I lost 900 on the League Two, so that puts me 450 behind. I did two each way on Burton, which lost, so that puts me 850 behind. And then I won £700 on Walsall to be 150 behind. So I feel a little bit unlucky. I mean, whether you call it unlucky or stupidity, I think Mansfield traded about 105, 106 for promotion in that top three, and I could have got out of that, and I didn't. One, through not paying attention, and two, through being a bit greedy. So I could have obviously seen myself finish on the positive side, but you know, it was a negligible loss really. So that was, if anybody did tie their money up there, maybe you traded Mansfield. We will do it all again in August for the new season. I will dig out what I think are the value prices and let you have them. So that's the anti-post. I'll do an update on all the ultimate stuff when all those leagues finish over the next week or so. I mean, I don't know, that top four race, United, Arsenal, Tottenham, they haven't got a game amongst them, have they? Absolute shower of garbage, the three of them. It's a matter, I think, if Arsenal win the Europa League, they'll have more money and will probably buy a couple of decent players. I have no idea what United's transfer policy is going to be. I think, well, they're going to shift a load out and try and get a load in. And Tottenham will probably stick to their normal of trying to buy average players and turn them into, you know, sow's ears into silk purses, and I'm not sure that'll work. So it'll be interesting to see come the end of the summer now who's where and what. But I certainly don't see Levy buying any big already sort of established star names for Tottenham. Well, I certainly think that will be what United do. I think United will try and get some, and obviously have to pay higher wages. I think now they're not playing Champions League football. And Arsenal, obviously, we'll see over this next couple of weeks whether they get through on Thursday and what happens on the Europa League. Looking like a Arsenal-Chelsea final. I do think that 90th minute goal has done Arsenal a huge favour, but I don't think it's easy from there. So the next bit is, did the seminar yesterday, fantastic. Again, met another sort of 50 scarred bettors. I just find the interesting bit, I go around the room in the afternoon and I just find it, that's the most interesting bit for me, is talking to people and listening to people. And I sort of said it after the last one, it's you're all scarred, you've all got these scars, but none of you really attempt to do it properly. And hopefully I've got you, or we'll get you in a place where you will do it properly. But it is it's just interesting for me watching people, how people treat it different to any other business. And you know, the setup we've got going forward for August is going to be great, but there will be people who mess it up just because their approach to betting is something else. And I sort of make mental notes in my own head as I'm going around the room of people I think will do it well and do it right, and others who you just know they'll fall off the rails or give up. It's just really interesting for me to watch it. But enjoyed the day. Thank you ever so much, those who came. I think both the days have been great, and I can now sort of, we've got a couple of the smaller ones now later in May, but I can now set about getting all that set up for you this week. So I will be in touch. And obviously if you've got any questions and you've now leaving and gone home, do. And obviously I will try and pass some of the stuff that I've done there on through podcasts and things to other people, so that all of you, I just think if you set yourselves up and approach things better, rather than this sort of running around trying to do everything and bet everything and fear of missing out, I think you'd be so much better. And then we've got, I've got to speak this, I mean, this guy, Kevin Kelly. I mean, Kevin Kelly's married to Kelly Kelly. It's flipping brilliant, isn't it? But he's the old West Ham boy. He's popped up on Twitter, Suggsy's mate, giving it some. He's coming to the London seminar, which only a little small do for people who couldn't make the main ones. And I put a nice little thank you message on Twitter this morning, and I have a good bank holiday. And he's replied with all this crawling and that, but I've got to read one of the lines. Have a great bank holiday, Ian and family. I thought I was in for a nice relaxing day with a nice Easter dinner. Well, I'm on May the 6th, Kev, and Easter was fucking April the 21st, so I don't know how long your dinner's been sat on the table. I mean, I'm not sure, son, that you are all there. I'm not sure you are the full picnic box. Some of the things I see pop up. I think Easter, I don't know, is anyone else having their Easter dinner today? And I'm not even sure what comprises an Easter dinner. Are you sitting down with Kelly having a nice roast turkey? Kev, you're digging yourself in, son, when I meet you on the 17th of May. It's going to be entertaining. I might record the whole thing just for the podcast. Anyway, you can enjoy your Easter dinner. And I will leave the rest of you to it. Have a wonderful bank holiday. I am going to take the good lady out for some lunch, go and see my boy. Check he's not flipping climbing the walls, first exam tomorrow. So the rest of you, enjoy what you're doing and enjoy your normal dinner. Kev, you enjoy your Easter dinner. And I will be back in the morning. And obviously we have the Champions League updates this week. Liverpool Barca tomorrow and the old Spuds away in Ajax on Wednesday. So I will obviously have my views on them, and I'll be getting back to those topics about record keeping and the old mathematical geniuses who tell us all that we can never win any money. So have a great Monday. Enjoy it. If you do listen to this, I'm sorry I interrupted your bank holiday, and I will be back with you tomorrow.